Welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it is happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what's happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined one final time by Chris Dreyfuss, who is a great singer-songwriter, musician, performer. And Chris, pleasure on you. Could join me today and talk all about the music. And we mentioned that you have four albums. Are these four albums we can get somewhere? Or?
Yeah. You can actually go up to my house and you can rob me and take them from me as many times as you want. Now, they're on every major streaming service, except for maybe Tidal, but I don't consider that to be a major streaming service. Ha ha ha. So they're on Spotify, they're on Apple Music, they're on Bandcamp, which is you can also download them there. And they're on pretty much anywhere that major music is found nowadays.
So, and now we want to talk, Chris, about your website and Facebook and your social media. So do you have ChrisDreyfuss.com yet? Or?
I don't have that yet. Actually, there's another Christopher Dreyfuss who stole the domain from me. But, you know, I'm just going to freeze him in carbonite, and then I'll be able to buy the domain from him. But there is the Christopher Dreyfuss Facebook page. It's just Chris Dreyfuss Official. All one word, Chris Dreyfuss Official. And that's kind of my central hub right now for all of my album releases, all of my music posts, and all my upcoming gigs. Like I mentioned before, I have a side project called the Romani Brothers. That's R-O-M-A-N-I Brothers. They also have a Facebook page with a whole 12 followers on it, and they have their own Bandcamp as well.
Fantastic. And so you're on Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff? Or
I'm not on Twitter yet. That seems a little bit like a sticky situation. A lot of people get in trouble over on Twitter. So I'm waiting to join in on there, but I do have an Instagram. That's just Chris Dreyfuss, all one word. I'm very creative with how I name my things, I know. And I have a Snapchat, which is just Chris Dreyfuss as well.
Okay, Chris. How much money would it cost me if you could play the gambler like that? How much money would it take? I mean, is that something that you would play?
If you requested it, and if you gave me the lyric sheet, I like this song, so I'd play it for you. I'd play it for free.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll hold you to that.
Know when to run. You got an angel. Yeah. Yeah, I think Kenny Rogers, that's who sings this. Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers.
I think he just went on his like final farewell tour or something, and I missed it. Oh. But that's why I can sing it for free.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of songs.
Yeah. There you go, Chris. So we were mentioning about shows. You have any specific shows coming up that you really want to let us know about? Or?
I don't have any specific shows coming up as of right now.
Okay.
Any shows that are coming up will be mentioned probably through my Facebook page or other platforms. But I'm looking at playing more shows at like people's houses. I'll probably play at a couple of bars in the next couple of months as well. So you just got to stay tuned.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we're talking about bars and breweries. You could go on a whole brewery tour, huh?
I would really, really like that if I could go on a brewery tour.
Oh, that's great. So you mentioned that you have the music. We see that there's physical CDs here. Do you still sell physical CDs? Or
I actually do sell physical CDs when I have CDs. The CDs here are of Seaman's Fantastic Voyage, which is Colton Noah's project.
Right, yeah.
It's a little bit tricky to get CDs because they're expensive. It's like $30 for maybe 50.
Oh.
I don't have that kind of money. I do have a bunch of DVDs. for some reason, blank ones that I got for a dollar at the Reniger's flea market a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, I'll probably start handing those out. Make do, I guess.
Oh, fantastic. And you know, vinyl is making a comeback. Is that something that just crossed your mind?
It is. I've looked into it. It's a little bit costly, but I would really, really love. Nothing would delight me more if I could get my music on vinyl. You should see my room. I have 7 crates of records. It's like I'm a hoarder or something, like a little bit. Like, they're all over the place in my room.
Great. So, I mean, in the summer, are you kept busy? I mean, is there, like, music festivals around here? Is there certain... Well, I know in October, Winter Garden has their music festival. I don't know if you got involved with that yet. Or...
Yeah, I'm trying to get involved with that. My mom, sometimes she's my momager, as she calls it. She'll send me over, like, stuff from, like, Craigslist, and she actually sent me over the email for whoever's putting that together, so I'm going to reach out to them. I just played a show at Austin's Coffee with John and Zoya Safar, and Zoya just guested in a crazy turn of events. She just played with Cyndi Lauper on Thursday night, so now I got some secondary cred. And, yeah, I just have been... Yeah, just try and play everywhere.
I'm just laughing, Chris, because Zoya is my very next interview.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, tell her I say hello.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
That's something, huh?
That's really, really something. Oh, man. Yeah, she's great. She's real great. And she's so nice, too.
Yeah. So we were mentioning that, you know, that you work with a lot of different local artists and the community. I think it's like the comedy community in Central Florida. Same thing with the music community. It's very tight-knit. And, you know, everyone's kind of there for each other. And there's still competition, but everyone's there to support each other.
Yeah, I've jammed with a lot of different musicians, and they, for the most part, everybody's really, really nice. I play with people like Slumberjack. They were pretty big, and then they moved to Georgia. Rocco English, Goosehead, Zoya, John. Who else I've played with just about everybody. At UCF, I've recorded and played with a lot of bands that come through for an annual music festival in November called Tent City, and that hosts about 15 to 20 different acts over 5 nights. It's like UCF's version of Woodstock, a little bit.
Okay, Chris, we really appreciate your time. And before we do go, we want to mention again, so the music is available on a lot of different sites then?
Yep. Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Bandcamp, and pretty much I have a lot of live shows on YouTube as well, on my YouTube channel, that are just kind of thrown up there. But yeah, I have a lot of different stuff. The Chris Dreyfuss official Facebook page is alive and well as well. Yeah.
Oh, so you're on Google Play, so that's probably, I could get your songs, well, not necessarily for free, I pay $7.99 a month for that, but
yeah,
that's pretty cool. I mean, how do you go about getting on all of these sites? Is that just something that someone does, or, you know, through your label or your company, or is something you've got to go through each individual one, or...
Well, you see, I actually pray to the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and he just grants me my wishes. I get about 3 a week,
That
was one of my wishes back in 1999. Now, I go through an independent kind of distributor called DistroKid, and it's $20 a year, and I get unlimited uploads under my name.
Wow.
Obviously, if I want to start recording with different bands or put the Romani Brothers stuff up on streaming, that'll cost a little bit more. But for now, it's a really good deal. Now,
Okay, Chris, any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
I just like to thank you for having me on the show. I'd like to thank my friend Johnny, who's in the Romani Brothers with me. I'd like to thank John Miles. You should check him out. He's a really good singer-songwriter. I'd like to thank Colt and Noah. You should check out their project, Seaman's Fantastic Boat Ride. That's on Spotify as well. And I'd just like to thank everybody who's helped me so far, my parents, and thank you for listening.
Okay, my guest has been Chris Dreyfus, and you've been listening to the Mike Caro Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place, and please catch us again next time.